it's an important difference between Karka as opposed to cases of Metalkun. When it comes to Metalkun, we always assume that the one who is the Maksik al Bedin is considered to be Muksak, and therefore we assume Hamotzi Mechaber Alav Haraya. Generally, that means we'll maintain the status quo, and if you want to be Motzi the Mamon Miyad HaMaksik, in such a case, the burden of proof is on you, and we discussed at length to what extent this is a Svara, to what extent we assume this is considered to be a Gzeiros HaKasuv. But normally speaking, Hamotzi Mechaber Alav Haraya means that simply we maintain the status quo, and the burden of proof is on the one who is being motzi the chayfetz mershusa. And yet when it comes to karka, our Mishnah tells us it's something which is quite different. I can occupy karka, and I have to demonstrate that that karka is considered to be mine. I can do so al yidei shtar, and our Mishnah tells us that there is a cheskas habatim of gimel shanim, that we don't necessarily assume that a person will be able to hold on to the shtar forever, and there comes a point in time, as we'll discuss in detail, that we assume that no, that you will have the status of the muhsak. But if that is not the case, then you must prove that even though you occupy the karka, it is considered to be yours. And if it is not, if you cannot demonstrate that is the case, then all of a sudden, we will remove you from the karka, and the cheskas marakama will prevail. So an important kiddush. When it comes to metaltlin, the machzik is considered to be the one who is deemed to be the muhsak, and here we assume that no, there is a cheskas marakama, and hamotzi mechaber olav harayah will dictate that you, the one who occupies the karka, has to in fact prove that this is yours. How do you account for that essential difference between karka as opposed to metaltlin? So he had mentioned the Rashbam toward the end of the Masechet on Daf Kufayim with Beis, where the Rashbam writes the following chiddush, that there is an important difference when it comes to cases of mitaltalin. If I am the machzik, I will have kinyanim. The same king. When it comes to cases of karka, there we assume that karka is la'olam b'cheskas balim harishonim kami. We assume the marakama prevails. And why is that true? Because the Rashbam writes, de karka eino nigzeles. Karka is not something that is subject to kinyanei gneva, kinyana igzela, and therefore the marakama would prevail. The fact that you occupy the karka, that is not necessarily considered to be a raya. What exactly does the Rashba mean? The karka enon igzela. Certainly it does not mean that there is no isr geza when it comes to cases of karka, that it's heter gamer for me to go ahead and to remove you from a field which is yours and I have a right to occupy. That certainly is not the case. Rashi writes, as we mentioned, the pasuk of Hasogas Gvul, that in such an instance, in addition to violating the Isurei Gezel, there is an additional issue if a person will tamper with the boundary line inappropriately. But as we discussed, when it comes to cases of Gneva and Gzela, in addition to the Isur Gneva, the Isur Gzela, there also is a concept of Kinyanim. Kinyanei Gneva, Kinyanei Gzela. The fact that if I go ahead and steal something, so therefore I am kona that particular chayfetz. Where do you assume that this is true, and where do you find the difference between karka as opposed to cases of metaltlin? That in karkos, despite the fact that you'll violate the iser, nonetheless the ganer for the gazlan does not have kinyan. So this is a sugyan baba kamadav samar tes samar aleph, the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the following of Gozov lo nisyashu habalim. If in fact I will go ahead and steal something, but yet the Balim HaRishonim did not exercise Yeyush, they do not give up hope of being able to retrieve that chayfetz again, Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush is shneim ani yochon lahakdisha, that neither the Gazal nor the Nigzal is able to makdish the chayfetz. The reason? Zelefi sheino shalom and zelefi sheino birshuso. Even the Balim HaRishonim are unable to go and be makdish that chayfetz that was stolen from them because zelefi she'eno b'shuso. Rabbi Yochanan comments, this is on the next Dhamma, Gnav Samach Tesmud Beis, where do you see that this is true? The concept of b'shuso, that you need full kinyanim in order to be makdish? So Rabbi Yochanan says the following, isn't this a Mishnah? A Mishnah Bava Kama Dav Samach Beis Mud Beis, that on ein hagonev achar haganev, Mishalim Tashlume Kefel. If I steal something from the Ganav, the Dine Kefel do not apply. So the Gemara says, why exactly is that true? I understand that I'm not obligated to pay Kefel from the person I stole it from the Ganav. The Chepetz is not fully his, but why is no Chi of Kefel to the Bailim HaRishonim? If I go in and I steal something, I'm further removing it from the rishus of the original bialim. That's the Gemara quotes the pasuk. The ish kiyatish es beso kodesh l'Hashem. The pasuk tells us the following: if you want to be matish akefetz, it has to be similar to beso, your home. In ma beso rishuso, so afko rishuso. So just as your bias is considered to be that which is in your access, in your reach, that is true of bailus bachalatarakula. And therefore you cannot be makdish something, you'll be makdish your house as kedushas damim, unless it is shalom and also rishuso. So that's the kiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. If a person goes out and steals something, he has a mitzas kinyan, in the sense that the chayfetz is considered to be birshusa. Birshusa doesn't simply mean that I am holding on to the chayfetz and physically it is not in your possession. If, for example, I would give something to a shomer, the chayfetz is still considered to be birshusi, and I could be makdish that particular chayfetz. But when it comes to a ganav for a gazlan, they have kinyanim, and therefore the nignav is no longer able to be makdish that chayfetz. So that's the first kiddush, the sugya of Yochanan, Babakamasam of Das, Kinyane Gneva, Kinyane Gzele is evident in Shneim Eniyachal Lahakdisho. And then we discuss the following kiddush, the sugya in Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Beizam and Aleph, that a ganav or a gazlan is chayiv ba'onsin. A person goes out and steals something, and all of a sudden there is an ones gamor, right? Then the gazlan shows up and says, I have terrible news. The chayfetz that I stole from you, right, was destroyed in an earthquake, a hurricane. Am I considered to be exempt? And we know that certainly is not true. A ganav or a gazlan is chayiv ba'onsin as well. How do you know that this is true? That a ganav or a gazlan is chayiv ba'onsin? Rashi writes in that sugya in the Sanhedrin and Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, it's clear from the parsha Sashomim, because one of the shvuos that a shomer has to make is shelo shalach bayad. I'm a shomer sachar, and there was an ones gamur, I'm butter, I have to make a shvua that I was not shaleach boyad. Why is that shvua necessary? Very simply, because if I was shaleach boyad, if I inappropriately used the chayfetz, then I would not be butter. Why? Because nasa gazlan v'chayev onsin. So Rashi writes that you see from the whole shvua sashomim, you see from the parsha of a shomer, that if he would be shaleach boyad, therefore dino kegazlan, he'd be chayiv even in cases of onsin as well. How do you understand that chiddush, that a person can be chayiv for cases of onsin? So one thing is clear. Whenever you have a case of a chiyuv onsin, it is not a function of chiyuv eishmira. One certainly could argue that a shomer chinam, right, is obligated to watch the chayfetz to prevent pshia. And a shomer sachar is obligated to engage in a shmira mabula in order to prevent even cases of gneva vaveda as well. But how do you understand cases of a chiyuv onsin? A shoel is obligated to prevent the ones? How is that possible? How can you prevent the ones gamur from occurring? So apparently the chiddush is the following, that whenever you have an individual who is chayim ba'onsin, that is an indicator of kinyanim. The lashon that Tosus uses, in Avodah Zarah, for example, in the Ayin Aleph Mabez, the Ramaskal Be'i, is kanyim lehischayim ba'onsin. You're kona the chayfetz, and since you're kona the chayfetz, you're chayim ba'onsin. That's what Tosus writes in Baba Kama as well, in the Avodah Zarah, nichnas tachas habayim, that you're considered to be the Baal HaChayfetz. It's a very different way of viewing Gneivan Gzela, that you're kona the chayfetz, and there's a chova sashava, a heshiva sagzela, asher goza. Why is it that the Torah gave you a schus, so to speak, of kinyanin? The answer is the yischayib onsin. Because without a kinyan, how is it possible that one is chayib in a case of ones? And Tosus points out in Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph that that's a link of a shoel and a ganav or a gazan. They're worlds apart. A shoel was heteros liyadeh. He had permission to use the chayfetz. A ganav or a gazan is yisuros liyadeh, but they're quite similar in the fact that if they share a chiyuv, even an ones gamur, that is not a function of chiyuv eishmira, but rather they are considered to be nichnas tachas habalim. I mentioned the kiddush at the end of the last year, that the Gemara writes himself in the Afayim Abayis that even a shomer can be chayiv for Bal Yeron by Matzeh. And it's very unclear from the Gemara what type of shomer. is chayiv for by Rabbi Matzi. After all, the pasuk says, "Lo yiro lecha shalcha iataro." You're only chayiv for by Rabbi Matzi if it's your chametz that you possess, not if it's considered to be chametz shel acherim. And yet the Gemara writes that a shomer is chayiv for Bayira and Bayimatzei. So they're very Ashitas in Rishonim, but Tosus Ashita. Tosus is found in Shavuos and Daf Mendalek, and in Bav Metzi and Daf Peibes. Tosus writes, not every Shomer. If you're a Shomer Chinam, or you're a Shomer Sacha, you're not going to be Chayiv for Bayira and Bayimatzei. Because how can you call that Sholcha Iataroe? It's not your Chamesh, just because you agree to watch that Chamesh. Tosus writes the Chiddush, it is only a Shoel who is Chayiv for Bayir and Bayimatzin. Because a Shoel is Chayiv Ba'onsin, and Chayiv Onsin goes hand in hand with cases of Kinyanim. If you're Kona the Chayfetz, with the Chobas HaShava, that the Shoel has to return the Chayfetz when his use comes to an end, the Ganav for a Goslin has a Chobas HaShava, then Tosus writes, you can argue that such an individual who is Chayiv Ba'onsin, who is Kona the Chayfetz, such an individual would be chayav for Bayira and Bayimatzei as well. The further Gemara that demonstrates the concept of Kinyane Gneva and Kinyane Gzela, which distinguishes Karka from cases of Matalton, which again, the Rashbam writes is the Yesod of our Mishnah, is a Sugin Baba Kamanda Tzari Zayin Amar Aleph, and that is Hishtamshus. Where the Gemara distinguishes between a case of Hatokev Avdo Shal Chavero, as opposed to a case of tokev bisfinaso shel chavero. If I go in and steal someone's boat, and I utilize the boat, the Gemara is clear that in such a case, I return the boat, but I'm not obligated to compensate that person for hishtamshus, for the use of that particular chayfetz. Mashen kena, tokev avdo shel chavero. The Gemara says that's not true. There I'm obligated to compensate for the person. I can't just at the end of the day return the eved, but I have to pay the individual for that illicit hishtamshus. Why is that true? The Gemara says clearly, because a sfina is dino kemetaltelin, but an eved is hukash lakarka. And since an eved is hukash lakarka, rishusei demarikai. So in such a case, avadim inon exalim. When I went ahead and used the Eved, I was not Kone the Eved. Eved is Dinoka Karka, Karka in an Exeles. In such a case, I was using his Eved, I'm obligated to pay for Hishtamshus. If it's a case of Tokev Svinoso Shochavero, the fact that I have Kinyanim, Kinyane Gneva, Kinyane Gzela, a Chinish, that in such a case, I'm Potter Ba'at HaHishtamshus. Now that's what the Rambam writes, and Nachos Gzela Vaveda. Right, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, through Halacha Ches, the difference between Karka as opposed to cases of Metalpin, a very great Kiddush, that a Gana for a Gazan, when he has Kinyanim, is potter from Hishtamshus, and that would apply to cases of Metalpin, but it wouldn't apply to cases of Karka. How do you know that this is true, that he's potter by Hishtamshus? It's a function of Kinyanim. But where do you see this is the case? The Shita Kovetzis writes in Baba Kama and Dabchav, that's the Pasuk. A person steals something. Maybe sometimes he steals something and never uses the chayfetz, but most often he'll probably steal the chayfetz and he'll use the chayfetz. And yet the pasuk simply says, now all you have to do is return it. What do you mean all you have to do is return it? And what about all the time that you utilize that particular chayfetz? Shouldn't you have to make some payment for that? So the Gemara never quotes that Gzeres HaKasu, but that's the Chiddush of Shita Mekubetzes. That's the Pasuk of Veheishiv Esagzela Asher Gazal. And the Shach explains, the Shach is found in Choshen Mishpat, in Shin Samach Gimel, in Sivkat Nches, that since you have Kinyane Gneva, Kinyane Gzela, so therefore Birshus HaGazlan Have, Ubedidei Denashe, Kavi Malacha. It's as though you're doing Malacha with your own Chayfetz. Your kone with the chovas hahashava. So chiddush that your potter ban hishtamshus. Shita Kovetzis writes that's the gzeras akosu of veheishiv esagzela asher gozan. Furthermore, let's assume, for example, I steal a particular chayfetz, right? I steal your piece of wood, right, and I make it into a kli. Gozal eitzim v'asakeinah. in that particular case, I don't have to go ahead and return the kli to you. That's the concept of shinui kalim. Shinui kalim. After all, doesn't the pasuk say that the heishiv esagzela could have stopped? The pasuk continues, asher gozal, asher gozal. If it's ke'im shagozal, the object is in fact, then yachzir, then you return it. And in lav, damim ba'am abadish lumalei, I have to pay you, shas hagzela, I have to pay you for that which I stole. But there is no chovas hahashava in terms of the be'en, right, after shini kolet. So in such a case, we know that a person steals, there's a chovas hashava. In the case of shini kona, that is not the case, then damim ba'alma bai lishlamilei. Shini kona. Shini kona. Does that relate to kinyanei gneva, kinyanei gzela? Or in fact, does that not? So the Gemara discusses in Tmura and Daf Dalet, right, the following fascinating machlokas between Abaye and Rabba. Very often, right, the Torah will tell you, no, don't go ahead and do something. Kol milsa dam rachman lo sabi. You're not allowed to do so. I of it, I do it. I violate this adaraisa. Mahani or lo mahani? Mahani or lo mahani? Can a person go ahead and benefit from? Is there a chalos? When a person performs, right, an act, an avera, the iser. Or do you assume that's not the case? So Rabbi maintains a very great kiddush that I of it lo mahani. It's not just simply you shouldn't, but no, that there's no chalos, it is not binding, right? If you marry one of the arayos, it's not just that you violated an iser, but there's no tfisas kedushin. I of it, lo mahani. And Abaye disagrees and said that's not true. You violated an iser, but mahani, mahani. It's a fascinating machlokas of potentially, right, many nafkaminas, whether avid mahani and avid lo mahani. So the Gemara Tmur and Davav mentions our case. How can Rava say, he avid lo mahani? The Gemara says, vahari geza. What about when it comes to a ganav for a gazlan? Rachman amalo sigzal, the Torah says you cannot steal. And yet, hagozal eitzim vasol kelim, mishalim kishas hagzela. Right, I go ahead and I steal, and I alter the chafetz, I receive that benefit of the chafetz. And all I have to do is pay with kishas hagzela. So don't you see that I ovid mahani? I violated an iser, and yet it was significant. I was fully come to the chafetz. Isn't that a benefit that I receive? How can Rabbi disagree and maintain that that is not true? And the Gemara answers, you're right. Rabbi will argue, that's the gzeira sakasu. That's the exception, where the pasuk goes out of its way and tells us. Kain shagozal yarsin. In love, damim ba'alma boy shlumine. So the Gemara says you violated the Isra of Gezel, and yet you're benefiting, you're benefiting. So therefore, isn't that an indicator of the Avid Mahani? That's the kasha of the Gemara. So, you know, one could raise the following issue. What happened? A person stole the chepetz, and then he altered the chepetz. I stole your object, and then I broke the object. I stole the object, I improved the object. When the Gemara was suggesting Avid Mahani or Avid Lo Mahani, at which stage? Was the Gemara questioning the Shas Gzela or the Shas Shinui? The Shas Gzela or the Shas Shinui? What was the kash against the view of Rava? I went ahead and I stole something, and now you're going ahead and receiving, right, a benefit. So Posh of Shat and Gemara, the kasha is from the original Maisa Gneva. I went and I stole something. I violated the Isra of Losigzo, and yet, Shinikone is a function of the Kinyanei Gneva, and Kinyanei Gzela. And that's why the Gemara says, isn't that against the view of Rava? Rava says that you cannot benefit from Isser, and here you went ahead and violated the Isser by stealing the chepetz, and the benefit is shinikona. So apparently you see that shinikona is a function, right, of kinyanei gneva, kinyanei gzeila. Right, just to sharpen the ha'ara, I will tell you the following. Tosus writes in Tmura, in Abdallah Mabez, the Ramascha Rava, the following. Let's assume you have an animal that's a Bechor. and a person goes ahead and afflicts a wound in that animal. So in such a case, there's a knas derabanan that a person cannot go ahead and utilize that bechor. Let's assume the bechor was given to the kohen. The kohen has a vested interest that it should be a bechor ba'mum. If it's a mum, he can shecht it and use it. And if it's a bechor tam, he cannot do so. So let's assume, for example, tsarim ozen bechor. So the kohen goes ahead and afflicts a mum. Right? In such a case, there's a knas derabanan that he cannot go ahead and use that particular animal. So Tosus is very bothered. Why is it only a knas derabanan? Why not argue i'avid lo mahani? Rava says the rule is that if a person does something be'isra, we don't secure benefit. So why do you need a knas derabanan in the case of tsarim ozen habachor? Why is it only osir mitam knas? And it's not an isra mi'ikar hadin, i'avid lo mahani. So Tosus writes the following chiddush, that here you can't apply i'avid lo mahani. Why is that true? Because Tosus writes the following. What would happen if this would occur by itself? Tosus says if you have a bechor, and let's assume just as a matter of course, you didn't do anything at all. It was nafal b'mum. So now you can go ahead and use the chayfetz, of course. So Tosus writes the following chiddush. Any time that if something were to occur by itself, you could use it, then Rava doesn't say Yavid lo mahani. The only time Rava says Yavid lo mahani is if you'll gain a benefit expressly from that which you did. But if it could have occurred naturally, Tosa says, then you don't say Yavid lo mahani. And therefore, in a case of Tsarm Ozen Bechor, if that ear became split by itself, I could use the animal. So even if you cause it to become split, in such a case, there Rava would agree, Avid Mahani. Rava meant to say, if something is exclusively, expressly a result of that which you did, from that you cannot go ahead and benefit. What happens if a person steals something? And a shinui develops by itself. He didn't alter the chayfetz in any shape or form. No. Gone up to Lev and Asayil. The Sikhi Baba coming up Samachay. Now, you stole the animal's very young. The animal grew up. It's not the same animal that I stole. You know what? You're Kona Bishinui. You're Kona Bishinui. Shinui does not require that the Ganav for the Gazlan has to go ahead and create the Shinui. Shinui just simply means that the animal is no longer in the state as it was when you stole it. The shinui can even occur me'eleha. But didn't the Gemara raise, isn't that a kasha against Rava? Rava says, lo mahani. You know what you see from this? This is the chiddush of Or Sameach and Perek Zayin and Vilchos Kneva, that the kasha of the Gemara was not shinui. The kasha of the Gemara was Gneva. In other words, when you go ahead and you steal something, and that obviously you expressly do, Shinui Kone is a function of Kinyanei Gneva, Kinyanei Gzela. It's not just simply that the Chepetz is not the same as it was before. And if it's a function of your initial Kinyanim, that's what the Gemara suggests, that that's against Rava, Yavi Bomahani. But in a word, what do you see? That Shinui Kone is predicated. It's a function, it's a result of Kinyanei Gneva, Kinyanei Gzela. So that's an important difference. Now, when someone asks you, what does it mean to say that there's Kinyanei Gneva, Kinyanei Gzela? In addition to Chiyuv, Onsin, and Shem, Yachal, LaHagdisho, Shinui Kone, right, there's a function of Kinyanei Gneva and Kinyanei Gzela as well. Right, let me mention two other cases, and then we'll continue. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Davayim Beis, that suggests a very great chiddush. The person is Baba Machtens. The person is tunneling into a house. And in normal conditions, we assume that that's called Iskina Fashas. Because if a person is going ahead and breaking into the house in an aggressive way, he will not stop short of killing a person. Therefore, Al Pidin, Itzmat Zilab and Afshon. He already has the status of a roving. And the Gemara suggests a very great Kiddush. And therefore, if a person is Baba Machteres, And b'shavar es achavis, and as he's doing so, he breaks something, he's potter. We can apply kemitar amin. That's comparable to a person who's doing a single act, that there's a chiyuv misa, and there's a chiyuv mamon, and we can apply the principle of kemitar amin. In a word, the chiddush is the following, that kemitar rabbin does not only apply when a person, for example, is chayiv misa b'toras ratzeach, or chayiv misa b'toras mechalo shabbos, even if there is a halacha of rode, mita matzila b'nafsho, baba machteres, that also will allow you to invoke the principle of kemitar rabbin. So that's explicit. No, that's again, baba machteres, and v'shimra sakli, in such a case, then one is potter. Rav goes a step further. Rav says a very great kiddush. What happens if a person is baba machteres? He doesn't break a kli, but he pockets a kli. Not aless a kli. Not aless a kli. So Rav says he doesn't have to give the kli back. He doesn't have to give the kli back. He's potter. That sounds like a very great kiddush. See, I understand that if a person smashes a kli, there's a chiyuv misa b'toras rodi. There's a chiyuv of tashlumi hezek. That's kimeg ramine. That I understand very well. A person is machal shabbos, and in the course of doing so, he breaks someone's kli, he's potter, kimeg ramine. But notalas akli. In a case of notalas akli, how does kimeg ramine apply? Well, kimeg ramine is a kinyan. Since I was chayiv misa, I was kona the kli. How did the kli become mine? You know what the answer is in a word? No. That they're kinyanei geneva, they're kinyanei gzeiva. That you were kona the kli by seizing the kli through the netila. And you have a chobas hashava. And you know what the great kiddush of Rav is? Is that kimnei den rabinei can be mafkia chobas hashava. Kimnei den rabinei is not a kinyan. Right? If I ask you how you kona chayfetz, you can tell me you're kona with damim, you're kona behagbar, meshicha. Kinyan den rabinei is not one of the ways that you're kona chayfetz. You're kona the chayfetz through kinyanei geneva chanei gzeila. But you have a chobas hashava. And the chiddush of Rav is the following. Kimnei den rabinei does not only apply to onshei haguf, right? It even applies to a chobas hashav as well. It's mafkia, chiyuv tashlumi. But if it wouldn't be for kinyanim, if the chayfetz was never yours, forget about kinyan ravne. Of course you have to return the chayfetz. The chayfetz is not yours. How are you ever kone? The answer is you're kone with a chobas hashav. In such a case, kinyan ravne is considered to be that which is sufficient. Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out that this is the viewer of Rashi. Because Rashi writes in Kedushin that Nun Bey is the following. Let's assume, for example, a Makadesh in Isha with something that I stole from her. Makadesh begezel vido. A person steals something from a woman and he wants to use that chayfetz in Makadesh. The Gemara says that's a valid Kedushin. Why is that valid? Rashi writes, and daf mebez of an alpha in Kedushin, vastel begezel, Rashi says, because kevin de kibalte, since she was willing to receive that chayfetz in Kesef Kedushin, achilte. She was mochelas. She was mochelas. What in the world does that mean? Mochelas what? Mechila is a kinyan. Mechila is not a kinyan. No, mechila only works on a yischaivus, on shibudi. Mechila does not work on a davar shebe'en. The Gemara writes in Kedushin that tezayin, a person has an eved, and he's mochel. You no longer have to serve me. The Gemara says, that's not called a cherus. You know why? Zosomeres. Eved Ivri, Gufo Kanoi, Ramban writes, Mechila is never chal on a davar shebe'en. If I have a hiskaivos, I owe you money, you can be mochel a chol, a shibud, a hiskaivos. You can't be mochel a davar shebe'en. I cannot say that the Gemara that I have, I am mochel, and now it's yours. Certainly not. So how does Mechila work when it comes to Kedushin? Now she's mochelas, and therefore what? Well, the answer is the following. He stole the chayfetz, he's kona. He has a chovas hashava. Mechila works on a chovas hashava, like a chovas hatashlumi. And that's why it's good. It's not going to create a kinyan, but nonetheless, right, mechila will work under such circumstances. So this is the concept of kinyanei gneiva, kinyanei gzeila, and this is what the Rashbam writes is the essential difference between karki as opposed to metaltolin. In karki, you don't have kinyanim. The gavra will violate the nisr gneiva aveda, but you don't have kinyanim. The fact that you are machzik is not a kinyan at all. The fact that you are toface is not a kinyan. You steal someone's karka, that is not considered to be a kinyan. So metaltolin, where there's a din kinyan in such a case, when it comes to cases of karkos, no. Unless you can prove that this is yours, we are going to revert back to, right, Echeska, Smarakama. And therefore, the Chiddush, that Hamotzi Mechla Varaya means not status quo, Rishav Al Dasa, but it means we are going to take you off of the karka, and it reverts back to its Smarakama. The Gemara writes, a little bit later in our parak, Daf Lamed Vav, the same thing applies when it comes to avadim. And eved is dino kekarka. In such a case, avadim yeshlam chazaka. But what does that mean? Chizkas gimel shanim. The fact that you possess an eved, we don't assume hamot semech al paraya. You have to demonstrate that the eved is yours as well. And the Gemara says the following chiddush, that sometimes the same thing could apply even to cases of metalfun as well. The Gemara has a case of godros. That's very tough. Lamed vav lamed aleph. Godros. You have animals that roam, right? You have a lot of farmland, and animals roam, and they go from place to place. So in such a case, the fact that the animal is in my rishus is no indicator of violence. Not because metalton is inam exalim, but simply because I know if a chafetz is stationary, the fact that I am the machzik is an indicator. I have the status of machzik. When you have something that roams, like animals or godros, in such a case, the fact that it's in my land is no raya whatsoever. So there as well, the Gemara assumes, again, that godros ain lehem chazaka. You have an animal, and it's clear the animal is yours, right? The animal is branded, so everyone agrees the animal was yours, and all of a sudden I claim the animal is not mine, because it's in my field. And so happens that you sold it to me. Well, there also you have to prove that that's true. Hamotz Mechla Farayu will tilt in favor of Marakama. Because we know when it comes to animals that are roaming, the fact that you are the Machzik is not considered to be any Raya at all. And the Gemara goes a step further. The Gemara writes in Bava Metzia, the Kufta Zayin, the same thing applies to Dvarim Ha'asuyin, Lahashil Ulahaskir. Let's assume, for example, you have Metaltlin. But it's normal that this type of metaltolin is always borrowed and always rented. There also, the Gemara says, you're not going to have the status of muhsag. Well, of course it's in your rishus, because everybody lends these things out. Everybody borrows these items. People rent these items. So the Gemara says there are cases, even in metaltolin, where the hamotzi mechaver ola paraya will support the marakama. When it comes to karka, that's the case. When it comes to metaltolin, generally speaking, the machzik al pidin is considered to be the muksach. And certain exceptions, when it comes to cases of metaltolin like goldros or dvarim hasui and the hashil haskir, that even then, hamot simech lavarai will mean you have to surrender the chayfetz. So this relates to what we discussed earlier in the following sense. Hamot simech lavarai does not just simply mean we don't know and therefore we maintain the status quo. Sometimes hamotzi mechla v'ra means you have to surrender the chayfetz, as it does when it comes to cases of karka. So we have the concept of a muhsak, a chezkas mamon. When it comes to karka, we have the concept of a chezkas marakama. A chezkas marakama. Are these identical concepts? In other words, we have to decide who is the muhsak, who has the chezkas mamon. So there is a chazaka which is called tfisa dahashta. I am holding the chepetz right now. And generally speaking, that works. Al pidin on the muksa. But there are certain cases where it doesn't. Like cases of karka. Or godros. Or avadim. Or dvam asim lahashil haskir. In which case, we don't look at who's holding it now, but who had the cheskas marakama. Are they identical? Are they not? And even a further question. What is the relationship between, let's assume, our Mishnah, Cheskas Marakama? A person is occupying a field, but he doesn't have a shtar, he doesn't have Cheskas Gimel Shamin. We revert that karka back to its prior owner. Is that Chizkas Mamon? Or maybe I'll tell you that is identical to or an extension of a Chazaka de Meikarna of Isser V'Hetter. Don't we always use a concept of Chazaka? The Gemara writes in Chulin Daf Yod. Right? The Kohen goes ahead and he summons because there were Nigei Saras that surfaced in his house. So the Kohen inspects, right? He leaves the house and he declares the bias is a bias amenuzah. So the Gemara says very simply the following. How does the Kohen know that the Simanei Saras are currently there? He saw it, yeah, but there's no window. It's not that he is staring at the Nigei Tzaras when he declares that this now is a Bayis Samanuka. I know it was there, but the Kohen later will declare that this is the Bayis Samanuka. The Gemara says, well, obviously, that is a Chazaka de Meikara. We know that that was its prior status, and we have no reason to believe that that status was changed or was altered, and therefore we will rely on a chazaka de meikara, ben lekula, ben lechomra, that when the Kohen declared the bayis as tamei, that saras was there. And that was the shape of the saras. After all, the Torah says that what? You have to assess what happens, let's say, later. What happens a week later? Did the nega grow? Did the nega diminish? Well, when the Kohen declared it as a bayis samanuga, you know what? He really couldn't tell you exactly what the size was. The most he could tell you is what the size was when he saw it earlier. No, we can rely on Chazaka de Meikara, that that was its size and its shape and its form at the time that he did so. And that's a Chazaka de Meikara in areas of Yisr V'Heter. A Chezkas Marakam. Is that similar to, right, a Chazaka de Meikara of Yisr V'Heter? Or do we assume that these are entirely different concepts? This will be very relevant to our sugyas. This is what Rabbi Kivager discusses at length, right, in the Tshuvas and Siman Lamed Zayin. What is the relationship between Chazaka de Meikara and a Chezkas Marakama? One halacha or two independent halachas. Just to provide some background as follows. Whenever you have a case of suffix, so, the Torah requires some hachra. You have to resolve a suffix. How do you resolve sfeikas? How do you resolve sfeikas? It's fascinating. The Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim, ki palach adav lemishpat. You have a suffix, bin dam ledam, din ledin, nega lenega. The Gon is quoted in Ederes Eliyahu, stating a beautiful chiddush that, you know, it would have been sufficient for the pasuk to say ki palach adav lemishpat v'kam devar yisa. Why does the Torah have to be so specific? Dam, din, nega. The Gon points out that the Torah is demonstrating these are different chelkei haTorah. These are different chelkei horah. There's dam, whether a woman is muteris or asur labal, that's yisur v'hetem. And there's din, whether you're chayiv or whether you're potter. And there's nega, whether something is tamei or whether something is tahar. And these are different domains. These are different areas la'alacha. Whether something is mutter or asa, chayiv or potter, or tamei or tahar. And perhaps one of the best indications this is true is dinei safek. How do you paskin in a case of safek? You know, so if someone asks you, what's la'alacha in a sfeika daraisa? You know what the first thing you have to tell them is? Regarding what? Regarding iser, mamon, or tuma. Now, when it comes to iser, going to paskin that if it's a safek, sfeika daraisa is lachumra. And when it comes to cases of din, dinim amonos, when it comes to a case of a safek, we're going to paskin hamotzime chavero olavaraya. And when it comes to cases of tuma, if it's a safek, then we have a different principle entirely. Now, if it's a safek tuma, which is b'shus hayachid, then sfeika tame, b'shus haramim, sfeika tar. You have different klalei horah when it comes to dam, din, and ega. That fits in beautifully with the pasuk that ki palach adav lemishpat. If you have a shayla halacha, how are we going to address that shayla? It depends on whether it's a case of dam, din, or nega. These are very different klalei horah. When I will pass through, whatever the area of halacha is, al ishu psak halacha, what exactly does that mean? Piskei dinim can break down into two categories. Sometimes it is betoras birur, and sometimes it is only betoras nihul. Nihul. Birur means the following, that you know that we're faced with a safek, I can apply certain principles, and we assume that principle is mevarim. That sheds light. It sheds light on what happened. I can assume, unless I know differently, that this is in fact what occurred. Right? The particular klalei horar hachra that we use are mevarim. And sometimes it is quite different. Sometimes klalei hora function b'toras nihug. In other words, I acknowledge there's a suffix. And if you'll ask me what happened, I will tell you I have no clue. I really cannot tell you what happened, but nonetheless, given that you have a suffix, and given that the suffix is not subject to birur, in such a case, this is what you must do. I'm not resolving the suffix. The suffix is vimkoma omen. The suffix remains. But sometimes, so what do you do now? So you apply a particular principle. There's an important ta'aras when it comes to klalei hora. When do we assume that it's mevarer? When do we assume that it's betoras nihul? And this could split, right, different applications of a chazaka. Certain klalim are clearly that which is betoras nihug. Let's assume, for example, you have a case, a suffik tumor. It depends on whether it's b'shus hayachid, b'shus harabim. It depends where it occurred. That's birur. I have a suffik. Was there tumor? Was there not tumor? Was there contact with tumor? Was there no contact with tumor? Right? If you were to ask you, what are the odds that? There'd be a difference in whether it happened in a public area or whether it happened in a private area. That should not be relevant in terms of birur. Poshub Shat, the principles of suffek tuma are nihug. When you have a suffek and you can't resolve the suffek, the Torah, based on the parsha of Sota, tells us this is how you should act. Tosus even writes, the first Tosus in Nidana, Bezam and Aleph, the opening Mishnah has the following case. A woman goes in and sees Dam. Right now she's a Nida Daraisa. Right? She's an Avatum. Anything she touches is Tamei. But you know what? There's a problem. That maybe she was Indian an hour ago, or 2 hours ago, or 10 hours ago, or a day ago. What about all the Taros that she came in contact with up until now? So that's how Masechus Nida begins. Right? That Shamay Omer, that Kol Hanashim Dayan Shantam. No, the Tumah is only from here and on. It doesn't kick back. It doesn't kick back from Afrayim. So Tosus asks the following question. What do you mean it doesn't kick back from Afrayim? Isn't that a Safek? A Safek Tumah? And if it's a Safek Tumah, Bershus Yach, it's Sveiko Tameh. So Tosus writes an unusual thing. The whole principle of Safek Tumah, Sveiko Tameh, is only Mikana Lahaba. It's not from Afrayim. That sounds very unusual, no? You have a psak halacha which resolves a suffix from here and now that doesn't shed any light on the past. I mean, that's what Tosfos writes. Unusual. You know what the answer is in one word? Nihug. Birur. A birur is only mikanel haba. A birur is not the mafreya. No, the answer is the following. We don't know. There's no way to tell when this happened. So the Torah tells us this is how you should be knowing. When you have a suffix that is not subject to birur, when it comes to a suffix tuma. So mikana lahaba, this is what you do. You don't have to worry about anything with mafreya. That's a psak halacha of nihug. And what about the case of chazaka? Chazaka de meikara. So we'll see that there are many achronim that assume that chazaka de meikara also was only nihug. Not necessarily biru. I'll give you an example. Tosus writes in Nazar and Daf Nun Zayin the following. You have two Nazirim that are walking, they're walking through the park. And I see that one of them just stepped on a kever. I was watching, but you know, they're dressed the same. It was at a distance. I can't tell you which one it was. Right, that's the case of the Gemara, that Ra'isi Tumash Nizruka Benechem, I saw one of you became Tamei, but I'm not sure which one. So if you're a Nazir who's Tamei, Yam Harsham Yiklu, you have to start again and bring three Karbanos, but there's a Safek. So Tosus explains, the Gemara says the following, that no, he doesn't know who is Tamei, and therefore it's a Safek. So therefore they're both Tamei. Because each one has a chazaka that he was tahor, a chazaka to make kara. Each one was tahor. In order to go in to change that status, you have to do so b'toras vandai. The fact that somebody says that I saw that one of you became tummy is insufficient. So Tosus is vandai, but it's not true. Now, one is definitely tummy. So how can you apply a principle of chazaka to make kara? The chazaka to make kara is wrong. Your tahar and your tahar, it's not true. So Tosus writes the following, that doesn't bother me. Tosus says, Afogav devadai echa tamei. Nonetheless, you can still apply the principle of chazaka. In other words, that the fact that this is not true, Tosus says, that doesn't bother me when it comes to chazaka. Because Poshub Shatan Tosus, Chazaka de Meikara is not attempting to sort out the facts. If we could determine who contacted Tuma, that's it, the case is closed, the deal's done, he's Tamei, the other Nazir is Tava. But once we establish that we cannot go ahead and do that, so now the question is the following: how do you treat the Nazir who's a Safek? The answer is, the Torah says, Safek, you have a right to rely on a Chazaka de Meikara. See, in the case of Chazak and Mekar of Tzaras, there I could have said, that's Birur. No, that's real Birur. I have a right to assume that Tzaras now is exactly the way that it was 5 minutes ago when I saw it. That's Birur. But Tosus writes, we're willing to apply Chazak and Mekar even for a Psak Halacha that cannot be. Rabbi Chanan writes that that's because Chazak and Mekar is new. Chazaka d'meikara is not biru. Rabbi Chanan writes this earlier in Bava Basra. Right? You can take a look at the Kovet Shiurim and Os Ayin Ches. Rabbi Chanan writes the following. The Gemara in Kedushin tells us that Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. If you have a robe that tilts one way, Chazaka tilts another way, robe is the determining factor. Rabbi Chanan is very bothered. How do you know that's true? Robe is deraisa, Chazaka is deraisa. How do you know that all of a sudden, Ruva Chazak, Ruva Adin. How do you know that's true? They're both in Daraisa. Rabbi Chanan writes the following. It's not a hierarchy. It's not a question of determining which is more compelling, Ruva versus Chazak. You know why Ruva Chazak, Ruva Adin? Simply because there's no contradiction at all. Why is that true? Because Rabbi Chanan assumes that Ruva is Mevarim and Chazaka is nihug b'makom she'iyav shodavarim. In that case of the Nazirim, if I could somehow determine which Nazir became Tamei, you're going to invoke Chazaka? Of course not. Chazaka only begins when there is no way to ascertain. If there's a clear rove, and the Torah writes, I have a right to follow rove, rove is mevarim. So that's why Ruba Chazak Rudani, if they're different tracks entirely. If it's clear that there's a rove, the Torah says you have a right to assume that the majority occurred. That's what happened. And follow rove. In a case where there is no rove, in such a case, now you have to rely on a Psak Halacha of Niyud. That, Rabbi Chanan writes, is considered to be the case of Chazak and Meikara. Rabbi Chanan is commenting in the Sigin Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Gimel, that's where the Gemara discusses Rov versus Karov. Rov versus Karov. Karov also is a principle. When it comes, let's say, to Egla Rufa, right, you find that there's a person who was killed, and we don't know how that happened, so the Pasuk says that the nearest city takes the responsibility. Hol Kenachar HaKarov. So that's the Sigin Bava Basra, Daf Chaf Gimel, what happens if there's a very large city and there's a very small city, but the smaller city is closer to the Nirtzach? So what do you do? Rov versus Karov. The Gemara says Rov prevails. Rov prevails. How do you know that that's true? That's Rabbi Chanan's piece. The Torah says follow Rov, Achrav Mahatos, but the Torah says to follow Karov as well. Right? So, how do you know which prevails? Rabbi Chanan writes the following. Rov is Mevarim. Karov is Nihug. Karov is Nihug. You know, the whole process of Eglaruf is because we don't know. We don't know how the person was killed. And we're trying to ascertain what exactly happened. When the Torah says that you have a right to follow Karov, it doesn't mean that that resolves the suffix of how the person was killed. So if you have a Rov versus Karov, that's Rabbi Chanan's principle. That Piskei Dinim, right, which are that of Girur, are going to take precedence over, right, others that in fact are not. So here an interesting issue. When it comes to cases of chazaka, how do we view, right, a cheskas tfisa dahashta? How do you view, right, a cheskas marakama? How do we view a chazaka, the meikara? How do you view those types of chazakos? The Nesivus writes a very great chiddush. Right, the Nesivus is found in Siman Lamed Aleph, in Sivkot and Tezvah, where the Nesivus writes that there's a marked difference between a chazaka d'meikara as opposed to a case of cheskas mamon, when you assume hamotzi meikara l'haraya. And the Nesivus suggests the following chiddush, that a chazaka d'meikara is mevarim, like the case of tzaras. It's not that we don't know. We have a right to assume that if the tzaras was there moments ago, that tzaras is there now, and that chazaka d'meikara is considered to be a form of birur. The Nesivus writes, ma she'en ken cheskas mamon, lav chazaka ha-mevareresu. In the case of a cheskas mamon, there really is no birur. Rak she'en yachon nahot simiyan ha-muchsak b'lo raya. Either based on a svara, the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Mem Vav, or based on a pasuk. The Nesivus suggests, but take a look at the context of that Nesivus. He disagrees with the lengthy chiddush that the Ketzos writes in Siman Lamed Aleph. You cannot compare one chazaka to another. And the formulation of the Nesivus is that a chazaka d'meikara, that's birur. We're not clueless when it comes to tzaras. We have a right to assume that the tzaras was that way, it is that way. When it comes to a case of a suffik mamon, we pass an hamotzmer favaraya, we resolve the suffik? I don't know. If you'll ask me what happened, I'm not going to be able to tell you what happened. The most I'll tell you is this, is that the burden of proof is on you, and you fail to prove your case. So therefore, right, the machzik will prevail. But a chiddush that the Nesivus writes in no shape or form is that an attempt of birur. And the Nesivus underscores this later as well. This is found in Siman Ayin Hei, in Sivkot and Dalet. Yeshnei mine chazakos. There are two different types of chazaka. There is a chazaka which is mevareres, like a cheska saguf, or a chazaka d'meikara. A cheska saguf, we don't know whether this woman is a basula, whether she's a ba'ula. Well, we know she was a basula, and we don't know that that changed. In such a case, that cheska saguf is birur. Mashen ken cheska smamon, the enam of var ha'emes. A cheska smamon does not prove anything at all in those particular cases. And sometimes we'll assume hamot simechal avaraya simply because the suffix remains, but failure to go ahead and to prove. So therefore we assume that that's true. If you look in the Kuntras HaSeikos, you can find this in the back of the Ketzos, the Kuntras HaSeikos in Klal Aleph, Osches, raises a pretty fascinating issue. Let's assume you have a Din Torah. And the Psa'ak Alachi is Hamot Simech Lev Haraya. and a person takes that mammon, I won the din Torah. I'm otzim rechal v'raya. And I'm a kadesh and isha with that mammon. Is that kedushay safek or is that kedushay bada? Bezdin pasuk in my favor. But they did so, the Torah samotzim rechal v'raya. The Toveya failed to prove his case. So to what extent do we assume that that mammon is considered to be mine b'torah zvadai, or do we assume that no, there was no birur? The jury is still out in the sense that if you ask me what happened, the answer is we don't know. But as the machzik, right, you don't have to prove, right, your innocence. The Toveya has to prove his case. The Kuntzes Sveika suggests a pretty incredible chiddush. He thinks that this depends on Machlokas Rishonim, whether Tfisa works. When Bezin Paskin Samotzim Rechav Harayim, let's assume, for example, I went ahead and I seized the Chepetz, the Toveya. Can I keep the Chepetz? Or do I have to surrender the Chepetz? The Rambam writes a very great Kiddush, Hochos Bechoros, in Perakei Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes that Tfisa works. Tofas ein motzi miyadam. When Bezin will paskin, hamotz merchav haraya, if I seize the chepetz, it's almost like the burden switches. Tfisa works in cases of hamotz merchav haraya. That's a sinyabot metzina above tokfa kohen. Tokfa kohen. There's a question whether the kohen is entitled to this or not. Is it a bechor? Is it not? If the kohen will seize it, the Rambam will say motzi nosa miyadam. Because in the case of the Rambam writes, in general, the Safek Mammon, Tfisa works. And Rav Rishon disagree. Rashi and Tosfos disagree and say that's not true. When Bezin will paskin, Hamotzi Mechav Araya, in such a case, B'toras Machzik, that Chepetz is yours, B'toras Vadai. And Tfisa would not work. Kuntros HaSfekos writes the Chiddush that maybe this is an issue. If Bezin will paskin, Hamotzi Mechav Araya. Right, and I will use that as my lulav. Is it called Lachem? I'll use ki makadesh nisha. Is that called the most day? Right, that depends on whether hamotz merchav haraya, right, is mivare the safek or whether no, the safek is considered to be that which is dim koma. Rabbi Kivega writes that this is very relevant now for our cases of a chezkas marakam. We know that this mammon belonged to Reuven. Lesson on the poly. And all of a sudden there is a suffix that comes forward. Maybe it is Reuven's. Maybe it's not Reuven's anymore. So again, we assume that there's a cheskas marakama. This belongs to Reuven. You want to show that the situation has changed. So I'm not. We know this karka was owned by Reuven. Even if you occupy the karka, you have to prove that it's yours. Otherwise, Reuven has the cheskas marakama. Rabbi Kivega assumes a very great finish. And take a look. We'll start now, but take a look in Shuvah Lamed Zayin that a cheskas marakama is identical to a chazaka demekana. Whenever you have such a case, a suffix, we always assume prior status or prior ownership. In Saras, it's prior status. In Cheskas Marakam of our sugi of Karka, prior din bayin. We assume what we knew, kodem shenolad hasafek. Just as when it comes to Yisivahet, to the same thing as when it comes to cases of Mammon as well. Rabbi Kivega writes, a cheskas marakama is like all mini chazakos. Right? Kemo cheskas isur behete. Rabbi Kivega writes the following chiddush. What happens if you have, right, a sveika d'dina? What happens if there's a suffek lahalacha? Not the suffix in terms of emetzius. In terms of a suffek in metzias, we have a right to assume a chazak and a mekara. The tzaras was there, the tzaras is there. What happens if you have a case of, right, a sfeika d'dina? So Rabbi Kveger assumes the following interesting chiddush, that in a sfeika d'dina, you cannot apply a chazaka d'meikara, and so too, in a sfeika d'dina, you cannot assume a cheska smarakama. The phrase Rabbi Kveger writes, this is kind of made famous, is Bishvil ha-chazaka lo yishtana hadin. The chazaka is not going to resolve the issue at hand. It's not going to resolve the halacha. In terms of mitzias, a chazaka can be mevarer. But if you have a sveika d'dina, just as a chazaka to make karas relevant, a cheska smar kama is irrelevant as well. That's Rabbi Kveger's finish. And in this context, Rabbi Kveger refers you to the Ran. The Ran writes in Kedushin, Adaf Hei Mud Beis, the Ran is found in Aleph Mud Beis and Dapi Arit, Dir Maskel Tan Rabbanan. The Gemara has the following Shaila Lalacha. When it comes to Kedushin, as you know, the Baal has to be Makadish. Kikach Ish Isha. The Baal has to do the Maisa Kedushin. What happens in a case of Nasan Huva Amrini? That's the second condition of the Yom HaBeis. He did the Nesina, but the Amira was done through the Isha. Is that a legitimate condition or is it not? If Kiyikach Ish Isha is just the Matamos, that the Baal did. If somehow, perhaps you'll argue, no, the Amira is not just simply for the purpose of conveying what the intent of the Matamos was, but the Amira is perhaps part of the Mais Yishus, no, that should be subject to Kiyikach, Lo Kisikach, Lo Kisilakach. So the Gemara writes in Kedushin HaPeimut Beis, Nasan Huva Amrahi, Sveikahi, V'chayshina Midrabanan. That's the Lashon HaGemar that we have. Sveika, it's a suffix. Whether that's a good issue or so whether it's not. In V'chayshina Midrabanan. V'chayshina Midrabanan. So the Ran is very bothered. That's unusual. It's a suffix Kedushin. And therefore, V'chayshina Midrabanan. V'chayshina Midrabanan means, and therefore Midrabanan, we're going to insist on a get. So the Ran says, why is that? If it's a real suffix, whether this is a kedushin or not, this is a real suffix issues. What do you mean chayshina midrabanan? You should require a get deraisa. If the couple wants to be married, you should require a new kedushin deraisa. And if the couple has no intent of being married, you should require a get deraisa. What kind of pshar is that? Sveikahi? The chayshina midrabanan. The Ran points out, if you look at Lashon HaRif, the Rif was Gores, just Chayshina Midrabanan, not Sveikahi, just Chayshina Midrabanan. The Ran says that makes very good sense. In other words, Midaraisa, this is not a Kedushin at all. Because Kedushin requires Nesina and Amira. But it looked like a Kedushin. Right, the Baal went ahead and gave her, right, money, Lashem Kedushin. So the Rif understands the Gemara that Midaraisa, this is not considered to be Kedushin at all. But Midrabanan, you require again. But that's not what our Gemara seems to say. Our Gersna Gemara is Sveikahi v'cheshina Midrabanan. That's how the Rambam quotes it. Hareze mekudeshes misafek. If it's a real safek issues, so why do you assume that cheshina drabanan? So the Ran writes a pretty unbelievable chiddush. This is the Ran of Aleph Mabez and Dab Yerim. L'fichach ani mistapek, the Ran writes, b'chol safek kedushin. Whenever you have a case of a safek kedushin, what does that mean? Do you need to get me the raisa or do you not? You have a safek yishus, the couple has no desire to be married. Do you need to get me the raisa or not? The Ran writes a chiddush. Maybe not. Maybe you don't need to get the raisa at all. Why is that true? Because the Ran writes, Hamed Ishal Cheskasa. Because you have a chazaka. you have a chazaka de meikara that she is a pnuya. 5 minutes ago, she was a single woman. You have a chazaka de meikara. And now you have a safek. So whenever you have a chazak, a safek, so you rely on chazaka. A chazaka de meikara. And the Ran adds that Maishna mikol teiku de mamona. Isn't that true when it comes to every case of mamon? If you have a suffix mamon, hamid mamon al cheskasa. That's what the Ran writes. So very good. It's a suffix, and you only need to get drabana. I mean, the Ran says, don't forget, because a chazak is the meikara. So you see two great chidushim right from this Ran. Kiddush number one is the following, and that is that a cheskas mamon, a chazaka d'meikara, a cheskas mamon, a cheskas marakama is equivalent to a chazaka d'meikara. These are very different types of chazakas that I was talking about. One is a cheskas mamon, one is a chazaka d'meikara, personal status. She was a pnuya. The Ran says, we do not extinguish. A cheskas mamon is identical to a chazaka d'meikara. Whether it's an area of dina mamos, whether it's a case of isavatin, that's chiddush number one of the Ran. In chiddush number two of the Ran is the following: that a cheskas mamon and a chazaka de meikara are relevant for a sveika de dina, a sveika de dina. See, this is not a typical case of a chazaka de meikara. In a normal case of chazaka de meikara, what does that mean? That we saw there was saras. Did it change? Did it not change? We have a right to rely on a chazak, and therefore, what we can assume, it did not change. The chazak is mevarer. The chazak is mevarer. We don't assume that every second something changed. We assume that the prior status continued unless we can demonstrate that something happened. That's a pretty safe assumption. That the tzaras all of a sudden didn't disappear. Here, wait, I have a sveika de dina, no? I have a suffix, whether nasan huva amrahi is legitimate kedushin or whether it's an illegitimate kedushin. I don't know. It's a suffix lahalacha. So I can invoke chazaka? I can invoke chazaka? The chazaka that she was a pnuya, does that resolve in any shape or form the question of the Gemara whether Nasanhu Va'amrahi is legitimate Kedushin or whether it's an illegitimate Kedushin? Doesn't resolve anything. How does a Chazaka de Meikara shed light on the Safek? The Chazaka de Meikara of Tzaras sheds light on the Safek. What is the status of the Tzaras now? The Chazaka de Meikara, I understand, that's illuminating. Here, it doesn't shed any light whatsoever. So Rick Vader points out this Ran is a dual chiddush. Chiddush number one, we equate a cheskas mamon with a cheskas isser. And chiddush number two is that you can invoke chazaka even in a sveika d'dina. A sveika d'dina. You know why the Ran Pashup Shad argues that you have a right to invoke chazaka in a case of sveika d'dina? I'll tell you the answer is one word. And that one word is nihug, as opposed to birur. In terms of beer, you're 100% right. There's a marked difference between a suffix of mitzias. This mikvah was a mikvah ksherin. It's a mikvah ksherin. I didn't measure it a minute ago. I measured it a half hour ago. You have a right to rely on a chazaka de meikar that the mikvah is still intact. That's neo. No, we have a right to assume that those are the facts. You have a suffix lahalacha, whether a mikvah is a kosher or pasal mikvah, you're going to argue that, well, last year it was kosher. How does that rely on the current suffix? Now, the Ran apparently is assuming that, you're right, chazaka is not resolving anything at all. But just as the Torah writes, we have a right to act based on chazaka, when one cannot be mevarer, the Ran writes this applies when it comes to a case of a sveika de din as well. So take a look, right, at the Tosos, right, here and the Chomet Beis and Beis, Dramaskal V'Hilchasa. Tosos discusses this issue. What is the status of Cheskas Marakama? What is the status of right? Chazaka de Meikara. So take a look at the Tosas, Mabasra, Lamabezon, Bez Master, the Hokosan. Take a look at Rabbi Kvega, right, in Lamed Zion. And then tomorrow we'll continue with the Gemara now in Mu'ar, right, the case of Shor HaMu'ar. So take a look, if you can, at the two Tosas and Ladap, if you haven't seen that yet. The Ramaskal E, the Ramaskal O. Tosas quotes the Sugi in Baba Kama, right, and Daf Chav Gimel, Izeu Tam, Izeu Mu'ar. Take a look at the Tosas. Just a few additional Ramakomos. Take a look at the Nemukei Yosef. In Yevamos, it's found on Chofam at Aleph, Medafi Arif. Ramasil Ezel Shor. Right? The fascinating issue. What is the relationship between this issue of Cheses Gimel Shanim or Shor Hamuad and the Machlokes Reb Shimon Gamliel of Chazaka? Whether twice is a Chazaka, three times is a Chazaka. So take a look at Nemukei Yosef. There's a Karen Ora I want you to see in the Sugi Yavamos and the Samach Dalim Abayz. And then, if you've seen that, take a look at the tour in our Chaim and Kuf Yadalim. The tour quotes Rami Rittenberg, right, regarding Azkaras of Saint Talamata and Nashi Baruach, right, that compares it to Chazakas when it comes to cases of Ar Gemara of Shor HaMu'ar. So we'll finish up with Chazaka de Meikar and Chazaka de Ashta. Right, and then we'll continue with the connection of our Gemara between our case and the case of Ha'adam. Short time and short time. Okay.